Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We see you on stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
Yeah.
I mean, this book is super, super hardcore. It's got an amazing foreword by Steve Bannon, and they got a great researcher. It's also a lawyer, Kent Heckenlively, went through and double-checked everything I said for the book, obviously, so they wouldn't get sued. So this thing is well-researched, well-documented. It is the Great Awakening. Because the Great Awakening is the counter to the globalist Great Reset, to destroy society and then build back better.
But it seems asymmetrical at best. I mean, you have all the power on the globe arrayed on one side, and then the majority that doesn't like it. So, I mean, like, how do decent people prevail?
They believe they can push it by deception. That's why people are aware of why they're cutting off the fertilizer to collapse the third world, to then flood us with those giant populations they will then control and give voting rights to. And if you don't want to give them voting rights, then you're a racist. See, that's why the lockdown's biggest crime wasn't just the 80-plus million the UN estimates starved to death the last 3.5 years, on top of the normal 15 million that starved to death each year. You look this up. They then use those giant masses of people that are fleeing total collapse as their new political underclass. So that's why it's so vital to not just challenge the Great Reset and the New World Order eugenics operation of the transhumanists. It's vital to then give an alternative plan and have an alternative debate about that plan. And that's what the Great Awakening gets into.
So, but if you give up on that, you also sell bourbon.
Man, you are really being nice here today, Tucker.
Well, you know why? You know, I hate selling products, but I like this product because I love the name.
Look at this right here. This, my friends, is a gift to your crew, because I know they drank. I had some drinks with them last night when we called Brian Stelter.
But this, some of the crew does drink. Yes, that's true.
So this is for you. We got a few other bottles for you out there. Something I can't even open this thing. It's sealed. Maybe it got locked on the airplane. Anyways, can somebody open this? I'm like, you're embarrassing.
No, hold on. I think the center thing. I don't travel with guns very often, so I don't know how to operate these.
I'm going
to
smash this son of a bitch open. Son of a bitch. All right, goddammit. Look at that. It doesn't come like this in stores. I'm going to kill the people that came up with this.
Drop that into the studio. We're rolling.
Tucker, don't kill me.
All right, we're rolling.
I don't know if that plug should be the... Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot of points when you get to here.
Okay, that was amazing. This whiskey does not come with a hatchet to open it, or a black light. But if you, does it come with a black light?
No, but if you have one.
But if you have a black light, by the way, I don't think I've ever sold a product on the air, but I'm proud to.
We appreciate you supporting.
Come on, I'm totally all about it. what does that say? I'm going to let you read that.
It says, thus the tyrants, meaning death to tyrants.
Yeah, I recognize that phrase. I think it was uttered in Ford's theater.
Thank you, brother. Well, it's, enough of that. I didn't mean to turn it to Hoosier Extravaganza.
So I want to...
The book is more important, but...
So the last topic I want to hit with you, I could go on for hours. We're trying to get the audience of this social media app to believe that you can have longer content, because it was, you know, originally designed for very short, you know, brain droppings. But
well, I think you've succeeded. The biggest English-speaking show ever. I mean, it's bigger than Jimmy Carson, bigger than Joe Rogan. Congratulations. Showing that freedom is successful.
Well, thank you. Well, we're grateful that it's a.
No, I'm grateful to you. You can
that
say
we have free speech. But I. But anyway, but here's my question. So, all of the trends that you describe, I think very credibly, and I'm a little bit surprised, but not at all ashamed to say I agree with pretty much everything that you've said, amazingly, but I do. And I think most reasonable people, if they just drop the kind of filter and stop lying to themselves and ask, like, where's the lie and what he's saying, I think we come to the same conclusion. But all of those trends are being forced to kind of ahead or they're going to come to fruition or something's going to happen in the next 13 months because we have a presidential election on the books, and you have this car crash, and I just do not see how it's resolved. Do you? Like, what's going to happen?
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Really, the only show I watch every day is yours when you have a new show, because I don't just agree with you, I learn stuff every time. And what you've been saying the last few months is dead on, and a lot of people agree with you, and I know I do, that you look at the trajectory of this, how they're escalating on Trump, whether you love him or hate him. He's now a populist icon. He's now the underdog. The globalists are coming after him. They're coming after our right to vote for who we want. He gets 60% of your
vote. Is the fundamental right in a democracy. The people rule. I can vote for whomever I want. And if you don't like that person, that's immaterial.
Absolutely.
Right?
And he's been indicted for saying they're stealing elections. They're stealing it.
I'm aware.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And their indictments of him is election theft, but yes.
But despite that, he's got 60% against all other Republicans. He's 15, 20 points ahead of Biden. It's backfired, but the deep state's not going to stop. So when you said to Trump several times in that 400 million views or whatever you got, biggest show ever, you know, you said to him, well, isn't the next thing them trying to kill you? And he's so confident, he doesn't want to think about that.
Whereas
I admire someone that's that confident, you know, the deep state does kill people. And that's their only next move, because this is failing. And I think they're going to kill Biden too, or I think they're going to try to, what you said in the speech again before the last one I talked about, like a month ago, you said, I don't see Biden and Trump being the candidates. You see the system, the media going after Biden, and he deserves it, but they were covering it up until now. Now they're covering the laptop. Now they're covering attack on the dog. Now they're covering, you know, all of his senility. All the corruption, the Chinese spies.
Attacking a dog. What a pig he is. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I was told that by Secret Service and by people that, let's just say, work with them. And I'm going to leave it at that. But I actually have a contact for you. I'd like to be able to hear it from them. But when this is over, I'll let you actually hear it from yourself. I think they'll tell you off record. I think they're willing to talk to you. But he is completely out of his mind. He wanders around for the entire 2.5 years. It's getting worse. Naked in the White House. In the middle of the night, doesn't know who he is. They have to give him a bunch of drugs, a bunch of amphetamines in the morning. Then they've got to drug him at night. Sometimes he's got to, though, he'll, like, be out for the morning for a while, and then comes back out at night for a ball. That's when there's a real problem.
He is on drugs. I have established that. I know someone who witnessed it. I'm not guessing at this. I know someone personally who witnessed him taking amphetamines. And this was during the 2020 election.
So how's this going to? That's huge. I know you don't play games. You've been proven.
No, I don't play games with this. I'll just say he's a makeup artist.
Well, you said the NSA spying on me, high level, and then a month later they went, yes, we're spying on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I know.
So you don't make stuff up. And so what I'm saying here is, Biden's a liability for him. Trump's a liability. What do? They have a right winger. They'll claim assassinate Biden. And they'll have a left-winger assassinate Trump. That then gets the country even in more of a fight against each other. And then they put in Gavin Newsom, and, you know, somebody like Mike Pence or who knows. But I really think the next 13 months is the most critical time, not just in American history, but world history. Because if they can bring down America, they're going to bring down the world. And then you've got the escalation. Remember a year ago, Biden said, you can't give F-16s and Abrams tanks and cruise missiles to the Ukrainians. That's World War III. Now they're doing it. So as Russia wins that war, as Colonel McGregor documented a few months ago with you, NATO is escalating. Well, that leads right to nuclear war. So we're so close. That fundamentally makes me so mad. This transcends politics. Since when do Democrats love war? Since when do Democrats love the intelligence agencies? They love them now. And so really the Democratic,
so dark.
Just
so
like
dark.
The Republican Party is a beachhead for sanity and populism. It's not perfect, but it's a beachhead. The Democratic Party is totally turned over to evil. That's why I thought RFK Jr. was so refreshing, but they're shutting him out of the primary process. They're blocking him, and so now he's going to run third party, which will take away from Trump. Most experts agree. I know Trump's people have looked at it. They think so.
Of course.
So that's very, very sad.
So, do you think, I mean, normally at this, you know, so we're in October, I guess, in the year before the election, you can sort of see the outlines pretty clear. I mean, in October of 1999, I was pretty confident it was going to be George W. Bush versus Al Gore. I mean, you sort of know ahead of time, but do you think that we're going to see on Election Day 2024 a ballot with Biden and Trump on it?
I've been saying I think they may assassinate him or claim they had a heart attack. And then, but I was thinking about each one individually. But I think when you said that a month ago, it was prescient that that's the next move. That's the if I get in their mind and I'm evil, I'm Machiavelli, that is what they have to do.
But the election just forces the point. I mean, I guess I actually don't think that their preference is overt violence or anything that people notice. I mean, they'd much rather resort to stealth, right, covert rather than overt. But I just think, you know, there's an election on the books and, like, something's going to happen.
Well, that's what you're saying. All their tactics of covert aren't working. So as we saw with JFK in 1963 in Dallas, they will go overt. And so we have governors declaring emergencies to take the guns. All of that is, and then suddenly Democrats are against sanctuary cities when they're the ones saying Governor Hochul and the mayor of New York, come here, come here. Now they're like, oh, we never said come here. I think it's dawning on Democrats they've been betrayed. And maybe there's some point where Democrats will have self-preservation, you know, the average voter, and say, no, we need to turn against this. This is totalitarian. This is dangerous. This is evil. But if that isn't the case, but here's the problem. Even if Democrats wake up, the system will know that from their internal polls. The establishment will. They're going to make a big move. And is that a full-out war with Russia? A full-out war with China? Is it them allowing the jihadi sleeper cells that are in America that have torn across our border that are waiting to let them activate? And I'm not saying our government controls them, but they've let other governments bring them in. And they've given funding to those governments. And now if we don't see strong signals against Iran, I don't want war with Iran. What I'm saying is strong signals telling Iran do not fund terror groups. And if we don't see strong repudiation of Joe Biden, that will green light the security services to go ahead and let this new attack happen. And a massive jihadi attack in America could be the way to bring in martial law and cancel the election. Also, Klaus Schwab loves the Telegraph. So does the UN. It is imminent. A cyber attack bringing down the power grid will make COVID look like absolutely nothing. It's basically his quote. I think I got it almost exactly. And so will they cut the power before the election? I mean, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. So people need to be vigilant and understand that we want to let the system know we're aware. We want to promote the values of free speech and of family and of self-defense and of local control and of free market, rugged individualism and a competitive civilization and a colorblind society that Martin Luther King Jr. talked about. We need to go back to the things that made us great, that threaten the CCP and threaten the globalists of the UN, because they're selling tyranny and eating bugs and being locked down in your houses and forced injections and two men can have a baby. We're selling normal human biology and success and culture. And so I just think we have to give the alternate plan to their dystopia. We have to challenge their dystopia, but also give the alternate plan, which enough people aren't doing. But that's Trump's big sin, is his optimism. America's great. Everybody's beautiful. We have such potential. And as soon as the world heard America was open for business, we saw trillions flood instantly in, because our leaders had said America's not open for business. Invest in China and India and Mexico, where the globalists have middleman deals to get all the money and all the power. instead of the people getting it. It was Henry Ford, wasn't the perfect guy, but he said the other auto manufacturers, you know, this came out in federal documents and later antitrust suits, because you know, he didn't get in trouble, they did. They said to him, the other auto manufacturers, they said, why are you going to pay your employees three times what we do? And he said, because I don't want just rich people buying my cars. I want my employees to prime the market to buy it. They'll give me all the money back buying the Model T, and then that'll supercharge it. So that's the two different systems. Build this illustrious, incredibly exciting, roaring civilization of laissez-faire, or let these big guys that already made all the money centralize control, shut us all down and vertically integrate so they're in control and then kill competition. So we have to kill the globalist program that's anti-free market, anti-capitalist. It's monopolistic. It's anti-human. It's a bunch of degenerate, inbred, third, fourth generation elites who didn't make all this money, who didn't create all this stuff, but that have decided we don't even get to take part in it while they take part in it and live like kings. So it's us or them, Tucker, and we've got to crush the globalists. We've got to crush the New World Order. We've got to challenge them.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About somebody wanting to put on pantyhose and have their sexual organs changed. It's about shocking our children. A lot of these groups are pedophiles, let's face it. They want to talk about sex with your kids. And in the name of tolerance, they're going to put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac, they're going to inject them with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses, and they're going to really screw them up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Where will you be in 5 years? Are you going to stay in this country? Can you stay in this country? I mean, speaking of escalation, again, I still never figured out what your crime is, but you have been persecuted for something in an escalating way.
I got 2 subpoenas last week.
Subpoenas?
I got subpoenas on January 6th, again, on a criminal investigation.
You didn't do anything on January 6th.
And I got subpoenaed in Trump's criminal trial in Georgia.
On what ground? On what?
And then my lawyer called and said, "What is this?" And they said, "Well, we don't just want him as a witness; he's a subject." I had nothing to do with Georgia, but I'm not saying it's bad. They went and challenged it; that's their right. I mean, I went and protested there, so it's just pure intimidation. So I have a problem. It's that I don't like to cut and run. I'm not the toughest guy around, but growing up in Dallas was some pretty rough people. Some big guy started a fight with me; I just couldn't back off. And I almost always won those fights or, you know, went to the hospital trying. And so I decided to go down with the ship. I'm not going to leave the country. I'm not going to back down, and I'm going to continue to fight with everything I've got. I'll never sell out. I'll never give in. I couldn't give out. That's why support's critical and word of mouth, because Alex Jones is seen as a focal point, like capture the flag by the globalists. If they can shut me down, they believe they can shut anybody down. They've said that. And so it's human intelligence and human action, word of mouth, talking about InfoWars.com, my show, what I do, is a test case, almost like Stalingrad in World War II, where all these forces of the globalists keep thinking, we beat this guy at this city, at this point, at this battle, we win. And so I don't think I'm even that important. I've just been chosen as this main battle point. So all these grassroots people and people like you and other great folks are supporting me through just supporting the First Amendment and you know, and so I've got that backing, and that enrages the globalists. So the more they throw against me, the more support I get, and it's really become a historic battle. If I'm completely banned and debanked and shut down and can't operate, only then would I try to evacuate somewhere to try to keep my show on the air. But I've looked at it, and I don't even think that that's the case. You know, once they disrupt and shut down something, it's very hard to restart it. The good news is, there are so many other great talk show hosts, so many other great people that now understand this and even have perspectives better than mine, that I'm not obsolete yet, but thanks to you and thanks to Russell Brand, they're trying to now set up, and, you know, Joe Rogan's come a long way, and Steve Bannon and countless other shows that I tune into that have high-level understanding and teach me a lot, and I'm in my head's in the game. So you're our champion, Tucker, and there are other people, you know, lesser. I know you don't want to be the top dog, but you are. That's why you're under attack. Thanks to you, I know no matter what happens to me, men and women are going to continue the fight forward into the future. But this is an Alamo situation. I'm not evacuating. I'm not leaving. I'm not going.
How'd they do at the Alamo? Do you remember?
Everybody got killed.
Oh, okay.
but that example led to a big, you know, my mom's family raised Colonel Travis's son. And on my dad's side, too, they were heavily involved. First Texas families, we had like Mexican land grants for our property. We still have Mexican land we paid for, 12 cents an acre, like 1825, in East Texas. You know, you come visit. So it's not as cool as your place, but it's pretty cool. The last letter he wrote on that piece of wallpaper was, to one of my great, 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 great grandfathers in Gonzales, Texas, saying, please take care of my little boy. But Travis knew he was going to die, but he's like, I got 10,000 troops coming in on our 200 and something. We're going to give them one hell of a fight and kill a bunch of them before they can get up north for the main battle. And they killed thousands, you know, 3,000 was estimated, from memory, Mexican troops. And so that'd be an honor to have like 10,000 troops coming at me and I'm in the Alamo. I don't have a death wish, but man, it gets me high as a kite. And so I'm not doing what Colonel Travis did. The only reason they got beat is they ran out of ammo, basically. They had powder, but no more ball. And they were fighting with swords at the end. So those are tough men, and I don't even measure up to them. But I want to try to measure up. And so it's very exciting. It's instinctive. It's spiritual to be defending humanity and prosperity and freedom and justice against these globalist child trafficking monsters, the open border, all this evil. I mean, so my cells tell me to do this. My guts, my sinews say, you're ordered to do this. And I don't feel good unless I do it. And so the bigger the attacks get, it's the old World War II saying, when the planes were over the target, they didn't really have radar, but they knew the bases and the factories had flak. So they're shooting at them with artillery. Anti-aircraft artillery, so you flew into that. And so me, the best place I want to be is in the flak, but I also hate the flak because we could blow up and we're not in the fight anymore. So there's that paradox, but 90% of me wants to be in the flak. 10% says maybe you should steer a little around it because you don't want to get knocked out. And until just a few years ago, I felt really bad because it didn't seem the paradigm had been shattered and people didn't actually read the globalist documents. Now there's been a paradigm shattering and I'm almost obsolete, Tucker. And as soon as that happens, as soon as I see another couple hundred more prominent people that actually know what's going on, we've already reached chain reaction point, I'm going to hang it up and disappear like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Alex Jones. Thank you. Thank you. What a great conversation.
Thank you, brother.
I really
appreciate
it.
Thanks for your courage, Tucker.
Thank you.
Love your crew. Great energy.
Thank you.
Americana, baby.
Alex Jones.
If by Rudyard Kipling... If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Jones. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Nightmare and the Patriots' best friend, Alex Jones.
I am on Team Humanity. I believe in humanity. When I see a neighbor with a gorgeous wife and great kids and an amazing car and house, I don't get mad at them. I think that's part of our shared wealth is humanity. Globalists don't like anybody doing well but them. And that's really the easiest way to describe their mindset versus ours. So again, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, I was recently interviewed by Charlie Kirk. I thought it was a really, really good, informative interview. I think we really nailed it. Both he and I hit some key points. So we're going to air that interview right now from start to finish. Please stay with us and share the links.
Very special guest this hour. He needs no introduction. Alex Jones, author of the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. I love that. Forward by Stephen K. Bannon. Alex, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. You're doing incredible work.
Thank you, Alex. So congratulations. You are now back on Twitter, on X. Tell us about it. It's a big victory for free speech. You were patient zero. They took you out, and then Trump, and then so many others, and now you're back. This is a very surprising and promising development. Alex, tell us all about it.
Oh, remember that Time magazine article that came out in February of 2021, right after they'd stolen the election from the American people and President Trump, with the headline, How We Did It, and how they had PR firms and worked with neocons and everybody to basically steal the election, and how they stole it even before Election Day with the algorithms and big tech and blocking the Hunter Biden laptop story and all the rest of it that's now part of history with the weaponization hearings. Well, they also bragged in a bunch of news articles and on CNN and MSNBC how they basically chose me as the person to demonize for over 2 years before they then deplatformed me in 1 week off over 100 platforms led by Tim Cook of Apple, who actually gave interviews to Vice and others and bragged that he quarterbacked it. Then they dredged up the school shooting thing out of context from things out of context I'd said years before and said that that was the reason I was deplatformed after I was deplatformed. So once I was off all these different systems, I was still on talk radio and still at InfoWars.com every day. So I still had millions of listeners, but I was unable to get outside of that phantom zone with my core base. I had over 30 million subscribers on Apple to my podcast, going back to like 2004 or so when I got into podcasting. I've been on air since 1994. So they annihilated all those networks, took my show from 30 million a day down to about 2 million a day, and then had rigged courts, judges already finding me guilty like we see in New York with Trump. And then they would have juries on damages telling them I was already guilty. And then they bragged on CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, and the New York Times that this is the model we're going to use on Tucker Carlson and everybody else. And now we've seen them using this against President Trump, but at many orders of magnitude worse. So the fact that the public's woken up to this, I really see as the great awakening. And it's about humanity realizing just how deep this corruption goes. And so for all of you out there that defended me when I was first being taken off air, I want to salute you. But most conservatives sat back and said, you know, let's not touch this guy. We'll get banned next. And they used that to when they banned the next person, the next person, the next person, and people didn't stand up for them. Well, finally, they were able to shut down Trump. Now, Trump did say what happened to me was wrong. That was good. But I don't think he knew how serious the danger really was. But now, thanks to Elon Musk and so many others and Tucker Carlson, we really have the initiative and we're beginning to win the war. We haven't won the war yet, but it's like the last year of the Revolutionary War. We were losing the first 4 or 5 years, but we start running the tables in the last few years. The problem is the deep state is going to throw everything they've got at us. And Biden has said what Jack Posobiec and you have warned of and Tucker Carlson in the last 6 months. Daily, because I watch the shows and see the clips, Biden's going to take us into direct war with Russia as his October surprise. And the last week, Biden's come out and said, we'll be fighting and dying there if you don't give me unlimited money. The Secretary of State said it. Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Defense, he said it. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs has basically said it. They went to Congress in a closed briefing that Tucker had sources on and said, your sons and daughters will be dying within months if you don't do what we want. Well, they're already positioning us for direct conflict with Russia. We know through cutout groups in NATO, we're already in direct confrontation. So that's really the central issue, that we're winning the hearts and minds on the home front. We are really accelerating the Great Awakening, but the deep state is so psychotic, an alliance of leftist and BlackRock and the neocons, that they're not going to go quietly into the night, Charlie.
Alex, I think that there's so much there to kind of unpack. I want to just emphasize the Twitter aspect, X aspect with Elon. I loved your video, right? You know, you did the interview with Tucker, is great. And you appealed straight to Elon. You said, look, I'm not even mad at you. I'd love to get back on. Elon did a poll, for those of you that aren't on X and all this, and overwhelming, the people wanted you back on the platform. And Elon really showed amazing courage to say, I am going to put Alex Jones back on. That doesn't help him with his advertiser boycotts and all this. Where do you think Elon plays in all this, Alex? Because some people say, oh, no, he's controlled opposition. He's Chinese Communist Party, Neuralink. But, Alex, I look at this. This is the world's richest man, or just about, depending on the day, who did something rather courageous to get you back on the platform. How should we think about Elon?
That's a really important question. There's a lot of data that goes into it. I spent 2.5 hours with him yesterday
on Spaces and just came across as incredibly real. He basically agreed with everything I said. And I know behind the scenes, Joe Rogan went to bat for me. I know behind the scenes, a lot of other people did and said, you really need to look into this guy. He wasn't even banned for questioning the school shooting. He went and checked the logs and found out there was no mention of that ever, and that I was banned for criticizing CNN leading the behind-the-scenes censorship, taking conservatives' sponsors, and that I was banned for getting in the face peacefully, but very directly with Oliver Darcy. That was the final reason given that I bullied a reporter, the guy that was actually bullying me and was behind the scenes taking all my sponsors by harassing them. And so Elon then was able to be basically briefed on what really happened. I briefed him yesterday because he wanted to be briefed on it. And he said he wants me to brief him further on it. So that's going to be happening. But this is what went on with Elon. For people that I know that know him very closely, that hang out with him all the time here in Austin, two very prominent people, and I'll leave it at that. I mean, I've got some of this from Joe Rogan at dinner and some of it from other people, and I know some of his top lawyers, and I'll just stop there. But this is directly from people that are very close to Elon. He's very pragmatic. He wants to work with everybody. He wants to build new civilization, and he wants to be nonpartisan. But when he's the type of guy, though, and he'll say he has Asperger's, he's high, super high functioning, that when you mess with him and you lie about him, he then gets aggressive. So he's like Trump. If you hit him, he'll hit you five times harder. And so he even worked with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the Democrats, did a lot of changes, and that wasn't enough. They kept trying to bully him. Then they lied about him and said he said things he never said. And so he just came to the point of saying, go f*** yourself. And so he's in that mode now because he's not going to be bullied.
Yeah, and I got to be honest. I think finally we have somebody with a lot of power and a lot of wealth that's willing to get in the arena. I don't like all the stuff he does. The Neuralink stuff is really weird for me, honestly. You shouldn't play with the brain, and I don't like it, and some of the CCP stuff. But getting in the arena and liberating speech. So talk more about your book here, Alex. We have a good amount of time, only about 2 minutes in this segment, though. The Great Awakening. What I love about your book is that it's hopeful, is that there's so much doom and gloom. Your last book, Alex, I read it, and I said, my goodness. You know, and then they're doing this, and then the World Economic Forum. I said, geez, this one is a hopeful, though. This is an anthem pointing forward of how we win towards the next great renaissance. Tease it. We'll talk about it more after the break. So about 2 minutes, tease the book.
My last book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, was about half the length of this and was just the enemy battle plan. And, yes, it was very depressing, but it's good news to have the Death Star plans. This book is all about their latest crimes, but also where they're losing and how we have to create an alternate vision for the public of pro-human. We're not overpopulated. We can rebuild it. We can have new technologies. Humanity's good. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Charlie Kirk, Alex Jones interview. Please stay with us, my fellow patriots.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the info war. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Humanity's good. Let's be positive, kind of like a Ronald Reagan 2.0. And getting back to God and realizing that's the source and having hope and having faith. So I really tried to write it from a very optimistic perspective. Kit Heckenlively helped me do it. When we were done with it, it was probably 800 pages long. We cut it down to 400. That was really my biggest frustration, is that we can't put an 800-page book out. I mean, I had dozens and dozens of meetings with him. I wrote hundreds and hundreds of pages, and we had to pare it down. They also at Skyhorse fact-checked everything in here with lawyers because they know I'm a major target. And so this book, you know, the last book took like 3 months to write. This book took basically a year to write. This book was already being written when the last book was being written as well. And so The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance, forward by Stephen K. Bannon, is available at InfoWarsStore.com. The reason that's important is this is one of my only mechanisms to fund myself. I'm in bankruptcy, and then the judges ruled that I have to pay the legal bills around here, even though I'm out of money, but I'm able to take the proceeds of the book and do that. But I also want to send it to number one on Amazon. It's gone as high as number 25. Last time it went to number one. So I would love just to stick it in their face. Make the Great Awakening, because that's where we are, go to number one. So get it at Amazon.com, get it at InfoWarsStore.com, but whatever you do, please get the book, because it is a real symbol of freedom and hope.
The Great Awakening, Alex Jones, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. We need to help Alex out, everybody. They have thrown everything they possibly can at him, and it's very similar to Trump. It's Tucker, Trump, Alex Jones. You look at this. Look at what they've thrown. Lawfare, smearing, slandering, ridiculous billion-dollar judgments, kicking off platforms. And there's something unique about, you know, the American remnant, is that we will not surrender, and that drives the elites nuts. No matter what they throw at us, absent assassination attempts, which I want to talk to you about, Alex, that's a real thing. They're openly talking about taking people off the board using JFK-style type tactics. It's not some sort of weird, crazy theory. They're saying it out in the open. Alex, I want to play this piece of tape here. Here is Elon Musk going after Media Matters. God bless him for this. Play cut eight.
Yeah, Media Matters is an evil propaganda machine. So I just generally... I'm against evil propaganda machines, and so we are suing them in every country that they operate. And we will pursue not just the organization, but anyone funding that organization. I want to be clear about that. Anyone funding that organization we will pursue them. So Media Matters is an evil propaganda machine. They can go to hell. I hope they do.
Elon Musk worth $248 billion at the recording of this conversation here, Alex. He's getting in the arena, going after Media Matters, going after all these groups. What does that mean for the speech environment, the atmosphere? What's amazing, Alex, is we would have predicted post-January 6th, you were patient zero, where would we be in December 2023? I think we would all agree we'd be in a worse place. Our speech would be more restricted. Our speech would be harder to get out, right? Now we are in a place where we have Rumble, we have liberated Twitter. This is a sign of hope, Alex, in a time where we have overwhelming negativity.
Oh, Charlie, you're 1,000,000,000% right on that. And again, this is a process of Musk being attacked, lied about, getting angry, and he's a guy that's never failed basically anything big. And so they've got a formidable enemy on their ass. And you're absolutely right. We would not have any hope in winning the next election, despite all the numbers showing Trump's way ahead, because the mail-in ballots and the fraud manipulation, if we don't get a giant landslide. Only landslides, all the experts agree, can overwhelm the dead people voting, the people voting out of district, you know, all the Facebook, $400 million, getting a database to give the Democrats so they can produce that fraud. But they will run out of dead people and illegals to vote at a 10-15 point, depending on whose numbers you look at, landslide by Trump, which is in the cards, they're going to be defeated. And that's why they're now saying, oh, he's going to be a dictator. He's going to attack his political enemies. We need to liquidate this guy. We need to take this guy out. This guy needs to be eliminated. These are quotes. And that's a historical fact that when corrupt bureaucracies and deep states of the past were about to be removed from power, they always move to the assassination technique. Now, they don't want to make Trump a martyr. I think poisoning is the number one threat. I told Elon that yesterday, and I know his people agree, and they've got protocols in place. So I think the two most endangered men out there, there's three. They can't control Tucker Carlson, and I think he's definitely on the list. And I'm just being honest. I've told him that in person. Tucker Carlson, and then, of course, Trump and Elon. And at a certain point, I think they're more threatened by Elon than even Trump because – he's a long-term issue they've got to deal with. So this is an incredibly dangerous time to be alive.
Well, yeah, but Alex, just to focus on Elon, and I want to keep getting into this throughout the hour. Elon is a creature of the regime's own making. A lot of his wealth is the electric vehicle, green energy, climate change stuff, right? So they propagandize us with the climate change stuff. You find a quote-unquote solution. Okay, electric vehicles. Here's Elon, this entrepreneur, who made a vast majority of his wealth on, you know, a really innovative approach to electric vehicles, regardless of your opinion on it. And now they don't know what to do with them. They're like, hey, wait, we created this guy with this huge green energy push. And so your experience, Alex, how do they take out people like this? What are you alluding to here?
Well,
are you talking about outright assassination attempts?
Well, they're going to continue to try to take his sponsors and make him bow and make him become their creature. And they do see him as Frankenstein, and then they're Dr. Frankenstein, and they've created him now. And, I mean, it's true. He jumped on the bandwagon. He got a really great company that was way better than all the other electric cars, and that was a decade ahead of all the crap they were putting out. Even though the technology itself, the resources we have, you know, isn't feasible. There's not enough of the ingredients that are in it. Even Musk has said, we need fossil fuels. We need to continue to use them. It'll take decades to segue away, even if we try. And so this, you know, anti-carbon thing is a bridge to nowhere, a neo-feudalistic system by the globalists. And Elon has now come out and said that. So they're going to try to get rid of him by demonizing him, by taking his sponsors. But Twitter has basically doubled its engagement and users since he took it over. So, again, they're failing. But Elon also is really good at riding a wave. Julius Caesar reportedly said, and then it was put by Shakespeare in his play on Julius Caesar, that there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. And so whether Caesar said that or whether it was just that famous writer William Shakespeare that took historical license with it. Elon Musk knows when he sees a big wave to get on it, and so he's been riding all these big waves: privatization of space, electric vehicles. He knows they're coming out with all the brain chips and the links. They're great for quadriplegics and great for blind people.
Yeah, but the Neuralink, we got to draw a line in the sand. I'm not a fan of it. We'll talk about that in a second. Alex, finish that thought on Neuralink, Elon Musk riding a wave.
Let me turn my mic on. Sorry. I want to be 100% clear here. I have been a big opponent of Neuralink and the way he tried to roll it out 3 years ago, where he goes, you go to a shopping mall and you get a brain chip and you can be on the internet. The consumerization of cybernetics is extremely dangerous and where the globalists want to take us. And I think that's one of the most dangerous things he's involved in. But he sees every trend. That's what all the other big companies have been secretly working on. Now it's out in the open: Microsoft, Apple, the communist Chinese. He wants to dominate every field. So now he's backed off and says, it's for paralyzed people or people with epilepsy or people that are blind. Well, my uncle was in a motorcycle accident and had convulsions almost every day for years. He finally got a brain chip that was experimental, and not just the vagus nerve stimulator, and he's back. I mean, he's like, looks 20 years younger and doesn't ever have seizures and is out of a wheelchair. So, I mean, if I'm in a motorcycle accident, I don't ride motorcycles, too risky, but if I was and I could get a brain chip, that's wonderful. But I think it needs to be highly regulated, and as a society, we should never allow it to be rolled out as a consumer thing. Next, it's kids got to have, you know, brain chips to start kindergarten, and that's where Klaus Schwab has said, we want everyone to be made to have brain chips. This is what we're going to make you do by 2030. So I agree. I was saying one more wave. He wants to dominate every innovation wave there is. And so I think from a position of an engineer who is self-described as extremely high-functioning Asperger's, that's how he works 20 hours a day at least. I mean, I've seen it. And, I mean, he's up at all hours, you know, constantly.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.